Then when you experience the nibbanic unconditioned realization, when the form and mind ceases, then nibbana can be realized. Yeah. When nibbana arises, it's not a state, it's the unconditioned. Only the form and mind that enters it or realizes it can understand what the thing is. Because during that stage, even your pure awareness, the one that first come out from that oneness nature, the source, the awareness nature, even the pure awareness also ceases to be. And there is nothing at all. You cannot talk about it. You cannot describe it. Yeah, it's beyond mind, beyond thought. Beyond thought, thought is the mundane mind. Beyond mind means beyond that true mind, the pure awareness. So all these are very inconceivable, very beautiful. The teaching is very profound. Unless you have that nature and that realization, you can't understand. And when you can't understand, you cannot teach. Because what you teach can only be knowledge, nothing else.